Welcome to the J.J. Nickting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with U.S. Representative for Iowa's 2nd District, Marionette Miller Meeks, about her thoughts on the United States coming up short of President Joe Biden's 4th of July vaccination goal and actions being taken to investigate the January 6th Capitol attack. This is part one of a two-part interview. So, the White House announced Tuesday that the U.S. would fall short of President Biden's July 4th COVID-19 vaccination goal of 70% of Americans getting their first vaccine dose. What do you think needs to be done to get more people vaccinated?
Well, I think first and foremost, having a clear message about vaccinations and vaccine safety, I think is imperative. And a clear message at the beginning of the year, I think, would have been very helpful. We had also put forth a letter and a suggestion that the FDA, number one, give full authorization, complete authorization, given how many of the vaccines have been distributed and the level of safety, but also early on that the Pfizer-Moderna vaccines expand the duration between the first and the second shot, so more people could have been vaccinated with their first dose, and we would be closer to that level. So I would still encourage people to get vaccinated. I would let them know what the risks are. The risk of the vaccine is much less than the risks if you get COVID-19, and if you get COVID-19, there can be some long-term side effects. Even in young people, most notably loss of taste and smell, which may take 6 months to recover. Also, I want people to know that the safety protocols and the trials for this vaccine were very rigorous. There were no shortcuts taken in regards to safety, and the number of people in trials far exceeded what you typically would have for approval for a drug or vaccine. So they're safe, they're effective. It's not hard to get a vaccine. They're readily available, and the side effects from the vaccine are much less than the side effects from encountering COVID-19.
Now, do you agree with House Speaker Pelosi's plans to appoint select a committee to investigate the January 6th Capitol attack since the Senate filibuster creating an independent commission?
Well, it's interesting. On May 19th, I voted in favor of a bipartisan commission to investigate what happened on January 6th. This commission would have had an equal number of members of both parties, but not politicians or partisan political individuals. And everything from subpoenas to the hearings would have been done in a 100% bipartisan manner. And it also had a finite end date. And I've always believed that we must get to the bottom of what happened that day, and that having a more neutral bipartisan with a commission with equal representation would have ensured that it was not a political partisan process. So with the creation of a select committee, I'm worried that it will become another political partisan exercise, such as we saw with the Russian collusion hoax, of which we now know that, even members of the FBI were involved in obtaining a FISA warrant inappropriately. I hope it will not become a partisan political exercise, but that was my concern when I initially voted in favor of the commission. And I think what's most important is that we support the rank-and-file Capitol Police officers who have been blamed for what happened and the breach in security, but we really need to know where their instructions and information and orders came from.
Do you agree with Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley's defense of studying critical race theory and that learning about such topics can help in understanding the January 6th attack?
Well, I think within our history, certainly in the recent history, there has not been any hiding of the fact that slavery was in the United States. And I think it's incredibly important that all of us understand the history of our country. But I don't believe that our schools or our military should be forcing students and soldiers to learn about an ideology that tells some students or soldiers that they are inherently racist or educational exercises that create division cause people to feel that they are less than another individual on the basis of the color of their skin. So I think it's incumbent upon all of us to know what our history is, to not repeat the mistakes of the past, but to continue to work to unite us and not divide us.
That's been today's J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Representative Miller Meeks talking about her thoughts on the United States coming up short of President Biden's 4th of July vaccination goal and actions being taken to investigate the January 6th Capitol attack. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.